this afternoon.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 5:19 p.m.
Skywarn active.
To Citizen, C4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:19 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Wake County until 6 p.m. At 5:18 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located near Fuquay Marina, or 8 miles southwest of Cary, and moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Cary, Garner, Fuquay Marina, RDU International Airport, APEC, Holly Springs, Morrisville, William B. Umstead State Park, Lake Wheeler, Lake Benson, Carpenter, New Hill, Research Triangle Park, and Sharon Harris Reservoir. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rain, flood rose quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the roads. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports for severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the time of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage that's caused by high winds. This could include down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter in any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather and will increase activity as needed. We're currently in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net and repeaters free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. Severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties from 9 p.m. And again, a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Wake counties until 6 p.m. NC-4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC-4VA.
I believe that was Wade, KK4BDR. Go ahead, Wade.
Yes, ma'am. Since 5:25, I've received 1.36 inches of rain. My QTH, we have thunder and lightning. As far as flooding, I can't tell because I can't see the street from my house. My spotter number is Whiskey Alpha Kilo 371.
Okay, Wade, and I just want to verify from 5:25 to 5:40, so in 15 minutes, you have 1.36 inches of rain, and is that measured?
Yes, ma'am, and it just actually changed to 1.57.
Okay, 1.57 inches of rain from 5:25 to 5:40. Okay, alrighty. And I'll use your home address on QRZ, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much, Wade. NC4VA.
NC4VA. This is November 4 Whiskey Yankee.
November 4 Whiskey Yankee, go ahead.
Spotter number WAK560. I'm on Highway 39 between Smithfield and Zebulon. and I just crossed over Highway 42. And all along the way, especially in the northbound lane, the fields have handled all they can and completely submerged, and they're starting to run into the northbound lane. There were a couple of spots that were completely covered up to the divided line, the yellow line. One spot about 2 miles north of Smithfield, it's probably about 3 to 5 inches of water in the northbound lane.
Okay, so let's see if I've got this right. On Highway 39, near Highway 42, northbound lanes are getting water. The fields are submerged in water, and water is now running over into the northbound lane. And 2 miles north of Smithfield on Highway 39, there were 3 to 5 inches of water on the northbound lanes. Is that correct?
That's correct, and again, it's been about 10 minutes since I went through Smithfield, but it was much worse just north of Smithfield, but there's still several spots between there and NC-42 that are pretty bad. I mean, it's not impassable, but you certainly have to run into the other lane to get around it safely.
Got it. Okay, great report. Thank you very much. And let me see if I've got everything. Wake W60 is your spotter number. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. NC4VA.
NC4VA. This is NC4AK.
NC4AK, go ahead.
Yes, my spotter number is JHN158. At 1734, experienced pea-sized hail on Business 70 in Clayton, about a quarter mile before you get to the Business 70, bypass 70 interchange east of Clayton.
Okay, 1734, you had pea-sized hail, and give me the location again. I think you said Business 17, and I didn't catch the second part.
It was Business 70, 70, about a quarter mile west of the Business Bypass 70 interchange.
Oh, got it that time. Okay, Highway Business, Business 70 in Clayton, a quarter mile west of the Business 70 Bypass interchange. Is that correct?
And that's affirmative.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. Appreciate that great report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina. 3 p.m. The National Weather Service issued the following. And it is a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm is located near Cary, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Cary, Garner, Fuquay Marina, RDU International Airport, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, William B. Umstead State Park, Lake Wheeler, and New Hill.
Good afternoon.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 5:45 p.m.
NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, in my unit.
Please stand by one moment. NC4VA.
NC4VA and 2RTF.
Hey, this is NC4VA. I had two people calling with reports. I'm sorry, I was on the phone with the National Weather Service. There was one right before you, Benny. Would the other station please come back?
Yeah, that was me. This is John in 1GMV. You were doing the report on what they issued for warnings and watches and warnings, and you dropped out, or I don't know if it was maybe it was me, but I was just I missed that part. You said they issued something, and I didn't hear what it was.
Okay, please stand by and I'll recap those in a moment. Let me take the reports first, if you would, since that's our main thrust for the National Weather Service. Was there a station with a report?
N2RTF.
N2RTF, go ahead.
Hey, Virginia, I wanted to give you a report of 1.72 inches of rain has fallen in the last 25 minutes. 1.72 inches of rain in 25 minutes.
Gotcha, and that would be from 5:23 to 5:48. And, Vinny, give me your street and cross street.
Guy Road and Lee Forest Court. Guy Road, Lee Forest Court. And my number is Juliet Hotel, November 119. Juliet Hotel, November 119. And the rain is still coming down.
And Guy Road and Lee Forest, is that L-E-E and F-O-R-E-S-T?
Roger, roger. And Juliet Hotel, November 119. For spot on.
Got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And still coming down, so we'll see what happens in the next 20 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'll be interested to see what you get there for total. Okay, this is NC4VA at 5:43 p.m. The National Weather Service issued this update. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for southwestern Wake County. At 5:42 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm was located near Cary, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Cary, Garner, Fuquay Varina, RDU International Airport, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, William B. Umstead State Park, Lake Wheeler, and New Hill. Also in effect, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southwestern Wake, northeastern Lee County, and eastern Chatham County until 6:30 p.m. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Johnston and eastern Wake County until 6:15 p.m. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. For Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:51 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a urban and small stream flood advisory for Johnston County and southern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. At 5:50 p.m., Doppler radar indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms. This will cause urban and small stream flooding in the advisory area. Up to 2 inches of rain have already fallen. Some locations that may experience minor flooding include Smithville, Garner, Fuquay Varina, Clayton, Holly Springs, Micro, Selma, Windale, Four Oaks, and Pine Level. Excessive runoff from heavy rainfall will cause ponding of water in urban areas, highway streets, and underpasses, as well as poor drainage areas and low-lying spots. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where the water covers the roadway. The water depth may be too great to allow your car to cross safely. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6 p.m. for southern Wake County, one in effect for southwestern Wake County, eastern Chatham County, and northeastern Lee County until 6:30 p.m., and one in effect for northern Johnston and eastern Wake County until 6:15 p.m. A severe thunderstorm watch, meaning conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms to develop in and around the watch areas, in effect for the following counties until 9 p.m. Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports for the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn's in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net that repeaters free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave long breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic and encourage all to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, KK4BVR.
KK4BVR, go ahead, Blake.
Yes, ma'am. Since 541 to now, I've received an additional 2.02 inches of rain.
How much from 541 to 558, how much additional rain?
2.02.
Okay, is that in addition to the 1.57 inches you've had?
Yes, ma'am.
So you have a total of 3.59 inches since 525, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much, Wade. NC4VA.
KK4BVR, standing by.
Good evening.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 6.01 p.m.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skyborne. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Lee County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm which prompted that warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning for northeastern Lee County is canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect, though, until 6:30 p.m. for west central Wake and eastern Chatham County. At 5:28 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm is located 11 miles east of Pittsburgh, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Pittsburgh, Holly Springs, Crossfoot Winds, Boating Center, Seaforth Boat Dock, Sharon Harris Reservoir, Bonham, Jordan Lake State Recreational Area, Crosswinds Campground, Farrington, Montour, Lake Jordan, Harris Lake, Boat Launch, and New Hill. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, large hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the roads. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skyborne standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA WN4RSS.
WN4RSS, good evening, Randy. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Virginia. Give you a rain report from 5:40 to 6 p.m., 20-minute period. I've received 1.5 inches of rain, and that is measured.
Okay, 1.5 inches of rain, that's measured in 20 minutes from 5:40 to 6 p.m. And Randy, what's your spotter number?
Spotter number is WHK353, and the location, if you're interested, is Tower Hamlet Drive and Ravenstone Drive.
Got it. Tower Hamlet Drive and Ravenstone Drive in Cary. Okay, great report. Thanks, Randy.
All right. WN4RSS.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1. At 6:02 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Nash County and Central Franklin County until 6:45 p.m. At 6 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm was located near Bailey, or 15 miles southwest of Nashville, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Nashville, Lewisburg, Bailey, Bunn, Sharpsburg, Spring Hope, Middlesex, Tar River Reservoir, and Pilot. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds with destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the roads. Sky One is in standby mode. The repeater is free for normal amateur use. However, we do ask that stations leave long pauses between transmissions for Sky One traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Sky One. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky One. At 6:07 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:15 p.m. to northeastern Johnston and northeastern Wake counties. At 6:05 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm is located near Zebulon, or 13 miles east of Raleigh, moving north at 25 miles per hour. In addition, at 5:55 p.m., quarter-sized hail was reported in Zebulon. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Wake Forest, Zebulon, Knightdale, Windale, Rollsville, Emmett, and Buckhorn Reservoir. Sky One is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net at this time. However, we do ask for stations to leave longer pauses between transmissions for any Sky One traffic. Encourage all to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky One, standing by for spotter reports. NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky One. The severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Wake and Eastern Chatham counties is canceled. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for West Central Wake and Eastern Chatham counties is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has weakened, and therefore the warning has been canceled. NC4VA, Central Carolina Sky One. NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky One. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Johnston and northeastern Wake counties will expire at 6:15 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, heavy rain is still possible with this thunderstorm. NC4VA, Central Carolina Sky One. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Sky One. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:45 p.m. for Central Nash and Central Franklin County. At 6:21 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm is located near Bunn, or 10 miles west of Nashville, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Rocky Mount, Nashville, Lewisburg, Bunn, Sharpsburg, Spring Hope, Tall River Reservoir, and Pilot. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road. SkyWorks monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any SkyWorks traffic. We encourage all to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA, Central Carolina SkyWorks, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky One. At 6:30 p.m., the National Weather Service issued this severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for Central Nash and Central Franklin counties is canceled. The severe thunderstorm which prompted the warning has weakened, therefore the warning has been canceled. At this time, there are no severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Sky One coverage area. I'm going to leave the tones up for just a couple of minutes in case someone has a damage report. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report.
4VA from K1DUG.
K1DUG. Hey, Doug. You can speak 4VA.
Good afternoon to you. I am on New Bern Avenue. I'm trying to look for an address. I don't have one at the moment. I am just west of 440, though. I'm sorry, just east of 440. And the road is completely flooded all the way across. And on the edges, it's so deep you can't see where the curb should be. So it's at least 4 to 6 inches. You can't even see the sidewalk. It's completely covered. Cars are making it across in the inside lane, but the road is completely flooded here.
Okay, so this is New Bern Avenue, and you're east of 440. The road is flooded across. You cannot, am I correct in saying you cannot see the curb?
That is correct. You cannot see the curb, you cannot see the grass between the curb and the sidewalk, and you can't even see the sidewalk. It's really deep on the edges, and if you want a landmark, the Wendy's on New Bern Avenue is where this is occurring at.
Got it. Near the Wendy's at New Bern Avenue. Okay, great report. And is that current right now?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've doubled with you there. I think you said yes. And Doug, what's your spotter number?
I do not have it in front of me at the moment because I am driving.
That's okay. And I'm going to put you down as a train spotter and New Bern Avenue in Raleigh at the Wendy's on New Bern. Okay, great report. Thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate what you do. This is K1DUG and I'll be clear.
Okay, drive carefully and see 4VA. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, there are no severe thunderstorm warnings in effect covering down the tone. However, Central Carolina Skywarn will still remain activated due to a severe thunderstorm watch.
Skywarn clear.
Again, Central Carolina Skywarn remains activated. We're in standby mode, meaning this will be a non-direct event. We do still have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, Wilson counties. And that's in effect until 9 p.m. The National Weather Service is still looking for spotter reports of hail or wind damage from the severe thunderstorms that recently crossed through the Triangle area. So if you have one of those reports, please pass it through Central Carolina Skywarn. You cannot make the repeater. You can place your report on the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. There is a net control monitoring that. NC4VA, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh. Has canceled the severe thunderstorm watch for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Harnett, Johnson, Nash, Sampson, Wake, Warren, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Again, the severe thunderstorm watch has been canceled. There are no counties now under a severe thunderstorm watch, and there are no severe thunderstorm warnings. The severe weather threat for the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area had diminished. We'll now conclude Skywarn activity at this time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority. And, of course, we'd like to thank all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now return the repeater to normal amateur use. NC4VA.